Don't worry, guys, we always keep it PG on this podcast. We're keeping it family friendly here.
Please don't cancel us.
Want to get away. I wanna fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Making Ways Podcast, Season 3, Episode 21.
21.
Can you do some for me?
Can you talk to the ops next for me? 21. Do your thing, 21. Do your thing, 21.
All right. Hello and welcome to...
Well, you already said the Making Ways Pod.
No. Hello and welcome to Inside Nolan.
Holy shit. You really just took it literally when I said you should do it soon.
Yeah. No, I was like sitting there, I was thinking, what should I do?
Copy Killian. Yeah.
But not exactly, because we've got a bunch of different segments coming up.
Damn, okay.
I was like, these shit segments that Killian decided to do, we're gonna one-up him. Because you're actually going to be inside me, and we're going to... Wait, no.
Okay, don't say
okay,
that like
I'm not going to start off like that.
Because that's...
But no, you're actually... This is basically like a day in Nolan, all right? So I'm gonna take you through scenarios, you know? We're gonna start. So you wake up, right? And you're like, oh shit, I'm in Nolan's body.
Fuck.
Shit, I got upgraded.
Shit, I have no bitches.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna take me through what my perfect day would look like.
Right.
Perfect.
Now.
Perfect.
I have to take you through a perfect day.
Yeah. My perfect day.
Have you written like a version of your perfect day? Down?
Not really, but I know what I like.
Oh, so you're waiting on me to tell you what you like?
No, I know
it's
what
a bit
I like.
Toxic of you, mate.
I know what I like. I'll tell you what I like after.
Okay.
Unless you've got a spot.
Am
on.
I starting this off?
Unless you know me, yeah. Start it off, okay. Mate.
Okay. All right. My name is Nolan Carell. I'm gay.
Bro,
I'm
the perfect day, mate.
My name is Nolan. I wake up.
What time do I wake up?
4:50. No, 4:40. I'm going to say 4:45.
Is that a perfect day?
What?
Is it a perfect day, waking up 4:40?
Well, okay. What would you rather, a non-productive day or a productive day?
Productive.
Okay, exactly.
But is a weekday my favorite day of the week? That's the question. You've already fucked it, mate.
All right, Saturday morning.
Yeah,
fuck it.
There we go.
All right, you wake up 6:10, I think.
Yeah.
Who cares? And... obviously, the first thing you do is you roll out of your stinky bed because your bed actually fucking reeks.
Mate, I've been washing it once a week now.
Yeah, but it reeks. You got to agree, it reeks.
Not, go smell it right now.
I don't want to smell it right now.
It doesn't smell.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it. But anyways, you roll out of your stinky bed, okay? And you get ready to go swimming. You go swimming. You have a wonderful session. What are we doing for the session? You're doing
a time trial.
You're doing a 3K time trial.
Yeah.
Why are you telling me what
you
want?
Sorry.
You keep telling me, bro.
Sorry.
You're doing a 3K time trial. Okay. You get a really good time. You fuck everybody up.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
You start shitting on them.
I like that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. You do your little victory dance, you know? And then,
a fucking
and then
victory
after
dance.
That, there's nothing else. It's just 3K time trial.
Yeah.
You warm down. And then, surprise, 400 dive.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, and you swim even better, bro.
Oh, I like that.
Oh,
shit.
You just destroy the shit out of everyone. No one else is like left standing. You're just standing there like everyone else is destroyed. Yeah.
I like that shit.
And then you get out, have a really good shower. Shower goes for like 20 minutes to 30 minutes.
Have a
like,
chat
it's
with the boys.
Massive. You probably waste all of Africa's water in one shower. And then all the boys, you know, we decide, you know, what we're going to do with our day because... After this, there's nothing else left to do, you know? It's a Saturday, you know?
The whole weekend to myself.
You got the whole weekend to yourself. So, you decide, right? You're going to go have breakfast. We're going to go to breakfast. So, we go to the dick. And we go sit on the dick. And we go have our breakfast.
We enjoy the dick.
And you order us a stack of pancakes. Because you know what? Today, you're feeling like some sugary shit. So you're going to have a stack of pancakes with some bacon. Fucking delicious, cunt. Delicious.
So good.
Delicious. Okay. And then, right, it's someone's birthday today. It's not your birthday because, I don't know, you're not the type of guy to want to celebrate your birthday all the time, you know? You want to celebrate other people's birthday.
Yeah, I like
you
that. Know?
Yeah. You like going to other people's birthday.
Yeah.
And you don't have to get them a present because, you know, we're adults now. Who cares? You don't have to bring a gift, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the parents didn't fork out 14 grand on an inflatable, you know?
No, they didn't.
So you go into their house, you have a really nice birthday party, hang out with the boys. You don't really go out because it's not really your thing.
Yeah, no, it's
but,
not.
But, like, you chill, you know? You chill, hang out with the boys, maybe have a few drinks. And then a baddie walks up to you.
A baddie?
Yeah,
a
baddie. And you're just, like, chilling there, you know? And you don't have to do much of the talking. She just talks for you.
Oh, I like that shit. Yeah. I like that shit. Yeah.
You don't have to get involved in the conversation as much. Like, she'll ask you questions and she'll be the one carrying the conversation.
Right? Yeah.
It's not one of those conversations where you have to always think of the next thing to say. It really flows, you know?
Yeah, I like that.
She's the one who really gets the topics out. And then she asks for your phone number. So it ended really well, you know.
Yeah, I like that.
You got a girl's phone number. You're scheduling a date. You're hanging with the boys. And then you go to bed and you go to sleep at a reasonable time. But before going to bed, you hop on FIFA.
I was wondering when you're going to bring that in.
You crack a cold one open, like a Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a Coke. Play some FIFA, maybe have a Kit Kat, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that shit.
And then the night's not over yet. So you go to sleep, right?
Yeah.
And then you wake up at midnight because you have to watch Real Madrid play. And they're playing.
Man, mate. You got this. Dude, I couldn't even come up with a better day myself.
And they're playing so well, bro. And then you wake up the next morning and you're fine. You're not even tired.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Perfect day.
You got that spot on, mate. Spot on. I couldn't even name a different thing. I couldn't.
I kind of just skipped from breakfast to going out.
Yeah, what would I do in between then?
But, like, I feel like what you're going to do is, like, you're just going to chill.
Yeah, I'm just going to chill.
Like, you're not going to do much. You're probably just going to watch, like, a bit of TV, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're a pretty busy guy, you know? And you've had a busy week, so you don't want to, like, do too much.
I like getting on the FIFA at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah. You probably got on FIFA for a bit before going out as well.
Yeah, bro. I can get on FIFA whenever I can.
Yeah.
FIFA's like my relaxing thing. Like the other night, like I had a shit race, right? Saturday night, I'm going to be honest. I had a shit race.
Yeah.
Like we do. And then I got on FIFA, right? It was like maybe 9 o'clock, I think. By the time, 10, I don't know, 9 o'clock.
And you really get in the feels, you know?
And I really got in the feels. I started playing FIFA. Winning a few games here and there. And then...
What's my life come to?
Not going to lie, there was a few tears. Yeah. I was like, damn. Because I got emotional. I was like, damn. Shit race. I don't have a girlfriend. I'm single as fuck. All the other stuff. They just started coming and I was like, damn. Am I depressed? That's the question. Am I depressed?
And then
I woke up the next day and I was like,
I'm fine. I'm fine.
I'm fine. Mm. Does that ever happen to you?
Not really, but I sometimes do a lot of my self-reflection in bed.
Yeah, me too.
And, like, I just lie there and I'm like, why did I fuck that up? Like, it doesn't matter what, but I'm always like, why did I fuck that up?
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I could have done that so much differently, so differently, you know?
Yeah.
Or sometimes, do you ever get that? Like, you do something during your day and it's like, to you, it holds a lot of importance, but everyone else forgot about it, right? And it goes on in your head. Like, you play the situation out and you're like, fuck, why did I do that? You know, that's like, why?
Like, what? Give me an example.
Okay, like, you're in a conversation with people and all of a sudden you do a joke, right? And it goes a bit too far, right? Mm-hmm. And everyone else laughs and kind of shrugs it off, but you're like, oh,
shit.
Maybe I should.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Or like you do, like, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's just like explain, a little, a minor thing, right? But it holds you up at night. You're like, fuck. What if they're going to kill themselves now, you know?
Bro,
this is deep, but like,
that's,
you know,
very deep.
What if, you know?
Yeah, no, you regret it. Like you say, you make fun of someone, right? And it might have been like the last joke of the day, and you're like, oh, why did it have to end on me, you know?
Yeah.
Why did it have to end when I said something, you know? It could have ended when someone else said something. Yeah. I agree, yeah.
Or it doesn't even have to be a joke. It's just something you did during the day. Or like you made someone cringe, right, accidentally. Mm-hmm. You did something really cringy.
And you're like, why the fuck did I do that?
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I always get that at night. Mm-hmm. I always reflect and I was like, fuck this. Why did I do that, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Now I'm going to take you through some hypothetical situations, all right?
Go on.
And you're gonna answer them as, you know, if you got to be me, all right?
So you're going to run me through the hypothetical and I have to navigate the hypothetical as if I was you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What would you do if you saw... So you're me, right?
Would you do?
What would I do if I saw an attractive girl walking towards me? What would I do if you're in this situation?
Nothing.
Yeah, but how would you act?
Like me, right now?
Like,
like you, okay, you'd give, you, okay, I'm going to describe it right now. You'll give them a look, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you won't, like, if they look back at you, you'll just look away, right?
Yeah.
And you won't say anything to the boys. You don't normally be like, "Gat!" You know, you're not one of those guys. That's more me, you know.
That's more you, yeah.
Whereas like you're just like, oh,
nice,
you know,
save that for the bank.
Screenshot. No, mental, you know what I'm, you know, yeah, mental screen. No, like you wouldn't really do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad thing.
It's
a bad thing.
Don't take notes, guys.
Yeah, don't take notes. Like you wouldn't walk up to them and compliment them or anything. Yeah. Like you'd just be like, and not even say anything to anyone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't even know they walked past.
Yeah. All right, next one. What would I do if there was one bit of something left on the table?
You'd take it, you wouldn't ask.
No, I'd ask.
No, you wouldn't ask.
No way.
You'd take it first and then ask. 100%.
No.
You'd already have your hand on it and ask. I can guarantee it. It's not a selfish thing. It's just like, I feel like you definitely do that.
All right.
Like, if we're all eating garlic bread, right? And there's one more little piece of garlic bread on the thing. You're going to grab it. And then while you've got your hands on it, you're going to be like, does anyone want more?
No, Killian, I normally look at it for a while. I make eye contact with it, you know? Like, I'm like,
yeah,
there's a bit of tension.
You kind of eye it off.
There's a bit of tension there, and then I look around to see if anyone else is looking.
And normally I am.
Normally you are.
But I feel like if I'm not there, you're just going to assume
it's
yours, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas if I'm there, you're going to be like, you want to go half and half, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You've got that to the T. All right. What would you do, right? You're driving. And someone beeps
at me. Wait, what would I do or you?
No, what would I do? What would I do if I was driving and someone beeps at me?
See, I would road rage.
Yep.
But you wouldn't.
I'd probably just say sorry.
You'd be like, no, you wouldn't say you wouldn't say sorry, but I don't even think you'd realize, to be honest. I'm not saying you're a bad driver, but if someone beeps at you, you wouldn't think it's you.
What do you mean?
Like, unless you've done something like really bad. Unless you've like run into them, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like you'll just be like, oh.
Oops.
Oops. Like you wouldn't make eye contact.
It
wouldn't
with
be
them.
That deep, you know?
I wouldn't make eye contact with them.
Yeah.
I'd just be like.
Yeah. I reckon if you knew you did it and it was to you, that beep, I reckon you'd say sorry.
Yeah.
But not like to them. Like you'd just go, oh, sorry.
All right, now, next one. Wait, what? Next one. What would I do if, right, someone, if I had like my shopping cart out, right?
Yeah.
Shopping cart. And someone took something out of it. What would I do? It's me.
Okay, look. I reckon a year ago, I would have said that you would have not done anything. And you would just go on to get it back.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like another one.
I wouldn't have said anything at all.
Okay. due to some new things you've been doing, I reckon...
Things I've been
you'd
doing.
You'd be like... Well, because, like, you've been defending yourself a lot more now.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like now you'd give him, like, an oi. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Be like, oi, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. You know? It wouldn't be aggressive, but yeah. You'd be like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then if they're being aggressive, I feel like you'd just join in the fight.
Yeah, probably.
Like, you wouldn't punch, but you'd
verbal.
Just be like, verbally, like...
Yeah. Dance off.
Yeah. Like a
dance off.
Yeah.
All right, and last one. Actually, no, second last one. What would I do if someone gave me a compliment? How would I react?
At home or in public?
In public.
You'd kind of like cringe.
Yeah, I would. And I'd probably just make a joke.
You'd make a joke. Like you'd cringe, mm-hmm. kind of, because you're not used to getting compliments yeah. in public.
Yep.
And then you'd like make a joke. If you got a compliment by mum or dad or like anyone at home, you'd like make everyone know that you got the compliment.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Hell yeah.
Like everyone would know.
Everyone has to know.
It's just like a... It's just
everyone has to know.
Your way of joking around, you know?
Yeah, everyone has to know.
Yeah, everyone has to know. You know?
All right. And then last one. What would I do if someone was bullying me now? Well, trying to.
You'd fight back.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't think you'd... Even when you were younger and you were getting bullied, you fought back.
Yeah.
It's not...
I'm the alpha.
You weren't a bitch.
I'm the omega.
Yeah.
All right, now it's kind of hypotheticals, but it's like... It's kind of like if I was, you know, like... If I was this person, if I had this skill, if I became this character in a movie or whatever.
Oh, and I have to like describe you in that setting.
No. So I'm going to ask you. If I could master any skill instantly, what would it be and why? I've got it written down here.
You'd be a football player.
See, that was my initial thought. But then I was like, I would like, that's like, 49% of what I would like, but there's 51%. There's something else. There's something else. Think about me. What would I like to master instantly?
Riz.
Like now. Yeah.
I reckon, okay.
But yeah, maybe more 100%. Football.
But I don't think it's...
Riz.
I think I'd rather be a football player.
Yeah, me too. Because that comes with... That's Riz also, kind
of. Yeah, but it's like, do you really need to have Riz? Yeah. Like, all you need is just that one person, you
yeah.
know?
Maybe I would rather be a footballer. Yeah, I changed my mind.
Because you don't want to be a young right. Casanova, you know? Yeah. You don't want to, like, get with all the girls.
Yeah.
You just want one.
I just want one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd rather be a footballer. I agree with you.
Yeah.
All right.
Bro, what I know book? You better than you know yourself, mate.
What book or movie... No, okay, no, let's rephrase. What movie would I choose to live in and what character would I be? Because book... Can fuck off. I don't want to read a book.
Bro, when was the last time you read a book?
I tried to read one, remember? I tried to.
What, like a few months ago?
Yeah. Oh, okay. After this, we're going to go through my worst day. We're going to see what my worst day would look
like.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah? After this, though.
Okay.
What book or movie would I choose to live in?
And I reckon you'd choose to live in, like, the Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah.
And you'd want to be...
Maybe not, though.
You'd want to be...
Think about the first question's answer.
What? A football player.
Yeah.
What, you want to be in a football movie?
Being like Beckham.
Bend it like Beckham.
Yeah, I'd probably be.
Wait, no, that's not Beckham. That's like no, I'd some be like chick.
The Beckham documentary.
That's not a movie, though.
Yeah, like, same shit, different smell.
Well, okay. Well, if you want to be technical like that, like any football movie, I guess.
Yeah. And what character? Oh, no, nothing doesn't matter.
Ronaldo. Right.
Okay. Which, I don't know if you'll get this one. Which historical figure would I want to meet and why?
Historical figure?
Yeah.
Can they be from any?
Any.
Like modern and ancient?
Modern and ancient.
I feel like you wouldn't go ancient, though.
Would I?
Well, I mean, who do you know ancient? Like, you know, like, Caesar.
Oh, well, you got it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Why do you want to be Caesar? Tell me.
Because he's a G.
Yeah, but why is he
because
a G?
When we used to watch, what's his name?
Oh.
Asterix and Obelix.
Asterix and Obelix, yeah.
Oh, he looked like a G, so I was like, yeah.
Bro slept with Cleopatra.
Yeah. All right. If I could only communicate in one language for the rest of my life, which would I choose?
Only communicate in one language for the rest of your life, yep. English.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know French, but I feel like you'd be able to communicate to much more people in English.
Yeah. Well, I feel like you're doing this a lot better than I am, these questions. All right, so now last week you went through history facts, which is what you like.
Yeah.
So we're going to go through football facts.
Oh, okay.
How could you have guessed?
How could I have guessed?
Now, they're all facts. Some of them could be false. Some of them could be true.
Now, with these facts, right?
Yeah.
Do you know these or are these facts that you researched?
I know some.
So you didn't... Not all of these you know.
No, not all these I know, no.
That's where you went wrong, brother. See,
All
my history fact questions were the ones I already knew.
Well, I know these now, so...
Okay, well, you know them now. Fair enough.
But, exactly.
Yeah.
So, the fastest red card. Lee Todd holds the record for the fastest red card in football history. He was sent off just 2 seconds into a match in 2000 after saying the F off to the referee during the kickoff. True or false?
Why would he say F off to referee out just after kickoff?
Probably was a racist.
No.
Lee Todd sounds like false. A racist. Yeah, well, it's true. So
it's true.
I feel like I could break that record so easily.
Oh, all you have to do is just
say
kick
fuck
someone.
Off 1 second quicker.
Yeah. Well, that's actually insane how footballers are getting red carded for swearing where we just came from.
You look at the Sunday League.
An open water race.
Yeah.
And,
bro, well, I suppose there's a lot more.
There was punching.
I suppose there's a lot more commercial and eyes on football than there is on fucking open water.
Yeah, but still, like, there was punching, kicking, swearing. There was just, like, gestures as well.
Yep.
And, like, pulling and all that.
And no red cards were
no
given.
No red cards were given out in the whole race. Yep. That's actually insane. And then in football, someone says fuck off and they get a red card.
Yeah, but I feel like you'd get disqualified as well, or disqualified or red card in open water if you said fuck off to the referee.
Oh, to the referee, yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like, yeah. Okay. The most goals in a calendar year. Kylian's GOAT, Lionel Messi, set a record in 2012 fuck by off. Scoring 91 goals in a single calendar year, breaking the previous record by Gerd Müller since 1972.
Most goals in a whole year.
Yeah, in a calendar year.
I believe it.
You believe it? 91 goals.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, guess what? I broke that goal. I broke that record in FIFA.
Yeah, but it's true still.
100 goals. I did.
What mode were you playing on? Like easy mode?
No, 100. On world class.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm a world class player.
Was it you, your own player that you made?
Nah, I got I'll tell you the journey of this guy that I'm playing with. So he started in Melbourne City as an academic guy in the academy.
Yeah.
And then he played one game in the opens and he scored 4 goals.
In one game.
So they were like, oh, we'll take this kid. So then he played in the main league for a whole season, scored 78 goals in one season. Absolute G.
This is insane, bro.
So then he got transferred to Luton Town because no other European club wanted anyone from Australia, which is fucked, right?
This is racism.
Yeah, it's racism. So I went to Luton Town. We were in the championship. Scored 100 goals. 102, I think, to be exact. In only the EFL championships. So there was probably more in, like, because we won the Carabao Cup and we won the FA Cup the same year.
So you beat all the Prem teams.
Bro,
you're playing on easy mode, mate.
Hat-tricked against...
Luton Town, winning all the...
I hat-tricked against Manchester United, and now I'm signed with them. So, you know, that's how it works. Manchester United are like, yeah, this guy's good. They know what they're about. And I've just started the season of Manchester United.
Is this guy Australian
£113,000 a week I'm earning right now at Manchester United.
And is he Australian?
Yeah.
That's no, it doesn't make sense.
Why?
Australians can't play soccer.
Football.
Football. Yeah.
I mean, on FIFA maybe.
Yeah, on FIFA with you, do you
reckon,
the screen.
Do you reckon that guy in real life would be proud of me if...
I think he'd just be like, what is this unrealistic shit? I'm playing for Luton Town and scoring 100 goals.
No, Manchester United.
Yeah, I know, but he was playing Luton Town.
He got player of the month. Player of the month 11 times. No, 7 times, sorry. In the season.
Wow.
7 times.
Bro's like...
And got player of the season at Luton
Bro's
Town.
Bro's the communal...
And now Luton yeah. Town are in the Prem without me, so they're fucked.
They're going to get relegated straight up.
I know.
You haven't we built got promoted. Any success.
We got promoted and I left.
All you did was just play on easy mode with your player.
No, I'm on world class.
There's no way you're we can on check world after. Class. And maybe you just learnt a way to get around AI.
Yeah.
That's probably the way. Yeah.
Well, I'm crack G. All right. The next one. The longest penalty shootout. The longest penalty shootout in history occurred in 2005, the best year to be alive, during a match in the Namibian Cup, lasting 48 penalties and ending 17-16. True or false?
True.
Yeah, you're right.
I just completely guessed. I had no idea.
48 penalties.
How? The only one I know is the one with Messi. With the goals.
Yeah.
91 goals. All the others are just like... He's not my goat.
He is.
He's not. I don't like Messi.
Ronaldo, Messi's Kylian's goat.
Bro.
All right. All right. The 2002 World Cup. In a match between South Korea and Italy, the referee made several controversial calls that led... Oh, that's not even a good fact. I'm going to skip that. We're done with this, okay?
So you copied and pasted, mate.
Yeah, we're done with this. All right, now if you're going to take me through the worst day of Nolan's life.
The worst day of Nolan's life. The worst day be? Okay, all right.
But like, obviously, like, just like shit things.
I'm going to story mode this.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You wake up. It's a Monday morning. On... yeah, it's a Monday morning on a summer, so yep. You've been sweating your tits off all night.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Dude, your bed is like moist.
No, it's not moist. It's fucking
dude,
wet.
It looks like SpongeBob when he comes out of the ocean.
It's
like,
a sponge.
It was that wet. It was a sponge. So you wake up, right? There's no bananas in the fruit in the pantry. There's no food, right? There's no food before training, so you have to go to training without food, right?
My phone's flat.
Your phone is flat. It didn't charge overnight. Why are you naming things again?
Sorry, I'm helping you.
Yeah, I don't need help.
Okay.
I don't need help. This is going to be a shit day as it is. This is going to be a shit day as it is. Your phone's flat, right? You hit your head on your way out.
Oh, I'm tall.
Yeah.
This is a good day.
No, no, no.
It's a good day.
No. You don't understand. You hit your head on that. Bro, you hit your head on... while you tripped, yeah, because you're not tall, you're tiny. Anyways, you go to training, you have the world's shittest session, right? And you know what's even worse? You have to come in the afternoon, so you know that it's coming again, right? Yeah. But you know what? Instead of going home, you're still at school.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you're still at school. And today, right, here are your lessons. You got math, right?
Oh, fuck off, mate.
Then you got English.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Then you got science.
Oh, this is such a shit day.
And then you have PE. But you know what? You know what? PE? Oh,
PE is good.
No. It's the theory.
Oh, I can game. I like PE.
No. You have a sub, but this sub is special. This sub is an actual teacher. And they want to talk about sex ed.
I love talking about sex.
I know you love talking about sex. But here's the thing. Because you've told everyone you like talking about sex, the teacher makes you stand up in front of everyone and talk about your sex life.
Oh, I love talking about that because there's nothing to talk about. So there's not much.
Well, exactly. So you have to You have to tell everyone that you have nothing going on in your sex life to everyone in your class. Yeah. Everyone starts laughing at you, throwing garbage at you, laughing at you, you
throwing
know.
Throwing garbage
you're
at
the laughing stock, right?
Yeah.
It's lunchtime. You know what? Mum forgot to pack lunch.
Mum? Fuck. Oh, man, I pack my own lunch, buddy.
You forgot to pack your own lunch then. You don't have any lunch. So you go to the canteen and they sold everything out already.
So I'm not eating today. That's
you're not. Like you're starving today, dude. You got nothing.
Oh, and I've already you had a shit session.
You got nothing. You know what's in the bag, though?
That's fuck.
That you can eat?
What?
Mum made you a seaweed smoothie.
Mate,
fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
That's such a fuck day.
It's all in the shaker ready to go. So you, and you're starving because you haven't had food since you woke up. It's warm. Why are you giving me ideas, bro? I'm doing well already. It's warm, it's hot, and you have to drink a seaweed smoothie, bro. You drink it, and then you realize, right? Whilst you were drinking it, your breath started stinking terribly, right?
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
And your crush walks up to you. Fuck. You start talking to her, and she realizes your breath stinks. And she's like, Nolan, you're disgusting. Literally takes a photo of you and says, this kid's breath stinks,
bro.
And posts it on her Instagram, right? And leaves. She's no longer your crush. You're mortal enemies now. Anyways, you leave school, go back to training. You're like, oh, maybe I can fix this day, you know. Starts raining. And I mean, it's a good day when it rains. I know it's a good day when it rains, okay? But then it starts storming.
Oh, that's good.
And you think you're going to get the afternoon off because it's storming. Shit. And you're like, oh, this is good. All of a sudden, right, it stops.
Oh, fuck.
So you jump into train, right?
What time is it?
You jump into train. No, it's still 3:30.
Oh, okay.
Jump into train. And then 30 minutes later, the storm comes back. And it starts storming again. So you get out. No, you get out. Okay. Storms around, you know. You wait there in the cold and the dripping rain, okay? You haven't had food all day. You just got rejected by your crush for having bad breath.
Dude,
you had math,
I'm gonna start crying.
Science, English, everything, right?
I'm going to start crying okay? soon.
Coach tells you to get back in the pool because the storm's cleared. It is now 5:30 p.m. and
Bro.
You haven't started the main set. You swim the main set. You swim terribly. You get home and you have fucking quinoa for dinner.
Bro.
I know quinoa is my least favorite dish, but I know you don't like it.
Yeah,
either.
No, I don't like it either.
And I really know that quinoa is not the best meal for after a tough day like that.
It's not.
So you go to sleep, and you know what? You know what? You're really happy that this day is over, but it's not over yet because you can't fall asleep.
Fuck,
you're
dude.
Sweating your tits Fuck. Off. Dude, and all of a sudden, right, you get a bloat. And you need
shit.
To shit yourself. So you go to the toilets and you don't even make it to toilets, bro.
Bro. That's such a shit day. Fuck, I'm sad now.
So then you finish your
day. That sounds
day
like an average school day,
with
to be
your
honest.
Head on the toilet bowl, vomiting.
Honestly, that just sounds like an average school day.
Bro, that sounds like an average kid's school day.
That sounds like what I went through back in the day when I went to school.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Just sounds like the everyday trauma you go through.
Not if he does. All right, now, last week I asked
Wait, did you like the worst and best days?
I didn't like it, no, but I liked it. It's a good story, but I didn't like it. All right, and don't think we're done with storytelling just yet, because we're going to roast you after this. Not roast you.
Roast me?
Not roast you, but we're going to take you through a day as well.
Oh, okay.
But, okay, now, last week, Thursday, right? We talked about your favorite artists, and I asked you, who are my favorite artists?
Yeah.
I've got three here, my three favorite artists. Not in any particular order, just my three favorite. I don't really have a favorite, you know, I'm not one of those guys who are like, fuck, yes.
Where you worship your
favorite
artist.
Yeah, I
worship.
But yeah. I respect these songs, you know? All right, so go. Who?
Oh, you didn't do multiple choice?
No, I've just got three artists.
Well, I can't just guess like that.
Well, bro, I don't want to...
Jay-Z?
No, bro.
Kanye?
What the fuck? No. Two of these guys have collabed together before.
Travis Scott.
Nope. Oh, close. He didn't make the list, though.
He made the list.
He didn't make the list. He almost did, though.
Metro Boomin.
Yeah, Metro Boomin's one of them.
Oh.
Metro.
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, that's another one. And what's the last one?
Is the last one your favorite?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Because last week I asked Metro and Kendrick and you said no.
Yeah, well, I was lying. I was setting you up for this, mate.
Drake.
Nope.
I
don't think you'll get this one. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, tell me.
Ardy.
Who?
Ardy.
Who's Ardy?
The one who sings like Oliver Twist.
Oh, he's and the then, worst like, one.
And then... Can I dance with that buddy? Hey. And you're laughing girl with a geezer. And then, hello, mate. Do you not know these songs?
No, I do, but like...
They're good. I like
they're
them.
They're like so average.
So I rate them.
What? So what's your favorite song then?
My favorite song? I don't really have a favorite song. Probably like That.
Yeah, that's my favorite song. I like the Metro songs.
Metro. Like, I don't really have a favorite song. Yeah. I kind of go through, like, phases, you know?
I went through a phase where I really liked, I really didn't like rap, and I just liked pop.
Yeah.
And that was, it wasn't that good, because now I like rap a lot more.
See, I went through a phase where I liked, like, just girly songs for some reason. Not girly songs, but, like, you know, back in the day, like, the 2010s and stuff like that.
They're good. They're good, but they get old really quickly.
Yeah. Now I'm kind of getting back into this type of shit.
You can't listen to it more than once. If you listen to it more than once, it burns out.
I'm kind of still going through it like the Spanish song era.
Yeah.
You know, like all the football songs.
Oh, Spanish songs always hit.
Actually, I always go with them. Yeah.
They always hit.
Yeah, they always hit, no matter what. They're always there to pick you up.
Yeah. Like if you're feeling like you've had a rough day, just play some Vamos a la Playa or play some Danza Kuduro or something like that, bro.
Yeah,
you're set for the rest of the day. Yeah.
All right, now final segment of the podcast, and it's called Future Storytelling Game.
Okay.
Now, in this segment, we'll each take turns adding a line to create a story about what our lives will look like in 10 years. We'll build on each other's ideas one line at a time to see how our future unfolds. So, pretty much, we're gonna go through a day in life.
Of
us in 10 years.
Of us.
Of us. Well, no, we're going to go through me and... No, we'll go through your day in the life first and we'll go through mine.
No, we'll just do us.
Us?
Yeah, we'll just do us.
No, but I feel like it's funnier if we do one at a time.
Okay.
Okay, we'll go through you. You can start. Give us a line.
For me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, in 10 years' time, bro...
You wake up?
Oh, I wake up.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we doing this one where you go through the whole day? I wake up and I jump out of bed and I... Kiss all my medals and trophies from swimming that I've won. All
right.
Because I'm such a G.
All right. And then to finish off the kissing, you kiss your boyfriend. All right, your turn. Your turn.
Okay. Yeah, I kiss my boyfriend.
Yeah.
But then after kissing my boyfriend, I go to my wife and beautiful children.
Yep.
And say hello.
Oh, so you got a sneaky link.
Yeah, I got a sneaky link. And my wife's totally fine with my sneaky link.
Oh, okay.
She knows that it's just a phase and it just happened once because I was drunk and not thinking straight.
All right. And then, you know what? You're like, okay, it's time for breakfast. So you go to the fridge and out comes the seaweed smoothie and... sardines.
Yeah.
Have that and you really enjoy it. But first, you know, you got to let it warm up a bit.
Bro, this is more than one line.
You got to let it warm up a bit and there you go.
Now that I've warmed up the seaweed smoothie and the sardines, I give it to my wife because she really enjoys it.
Fuck.
She really enjoys it because she read a cookbook and it's really, really nice.
Yeah. And after that, you get into your car. It's a Porsche 911. Yeah, go on. Yeah. Bro, I thought I was going to say something else.
Yeah, so I get into my Porsche 911 and I just decide to hoon the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Because I can.
Yeah.
And I won't get a fine because I'm friends with all the cops.
Yeah. That's one line, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you drive back home and you park into your mansion and you get out of your car and there's a couple cars. There's a Urus in there. There's a big Ram, fuck off Ram, you know, massive one. And then next to it, there's a Ferrari. But not just any Ferrari, it's the rarest Ferrari of them all. I don't know what that is, but it's a rare Ferrari.
Yeah, so I get out of all my cars and then I walk into my house and I've got my little man cave.
Yeah, you do.
And in my man cave, I've got all these historical things, you know, like these massive long swords, these samurai swords. Yeah. I've got an ancient gun in there. I've got everything. Like I've got an ancient like gold like crown from like ancient kings and whatever.
Yeah.
It's like a whole museum in there. Yeah. You know. My little man cave.
You know what? You decide to take a nap, you know. You've had a long day of just not a long day, but you've had a big morning of driving around your car, saying hey to the cops and shit.
Yeah.
You go to sleep and then good old Timothy, your boyfriend, comes along. Wakes you up and it's like, it's time for our round two. You gotta let me hit now. And then that happens.
Bro, it's more than one line there, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, go on.
Yeah, so Timothy asks if I want to hit. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry.
No, you've already done it.
No, I haven't done it yet.
You haven't done it already?
No. Yeah, well, I've already done it like yesterday night when I woke up with him. But then I realized that Timothy was just a mistake because I thought he was a woman when I hit him up. Okay. And then I realized he was a guy. And I was
so you're
like,
a cheat.
Oh, fuck it, you know.
That's more in line, mate.
No, I don't want to be a cheat.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's it for my day.
That's it for your day?
Yeah.
No, but then you hear a knock on the door. And then it's me coming home. And I'm actually just house and car sitting for me. And you go home in your little Corolla. Your wife. And you go to bed. End of the day.
Wait, so Timothy's your boyfriend?
No, I'm not.
Are you
house,
sure?
No, I'm not housing. I'm not house. You're just house and car sitting for me.
Okay, buddy. All right, you just negated everything you said about me. That was nice. So I'm gonna be firing back to you.
All right, go on. Were you surprised when I said Porsche 911?
Yeah, go.
All right, so I wake up in the morning next to my wife because I'm super homophobic. I don't know. I don't like that the other stuff of, you know, blokes and all the other genders.
Is that what you said?
I don't like that stuff, yeah.
Is that what you're using your line on?
Yeah, I don't like that stuff, yeah.
Okay, what's your wife's name?
I'm allergic to being gay.
Bro, what's your wife's name?
What's my wife's name? I don't know. I have short-term memory loss. So
okay, so I don't know is your wife. And yeah. I don't know recently went through a little transformation where she came.
No, I don't like that stuff.
No, you're not allergic to that stuff. So your wife had a cock, and she still has it, just for like shits and gigs sometimes when she wants to explore places that are deep within, you know. So yeah, you kiss your wife, your newly become wife, because before it was husband.
Yeah,
but yeah.
All right, and then. You know what? You're like, you know what? I think it's time for a divorce. I don't like this stuff. And then you go...
Bro,
you
this is the most homophobic shit.
You go sign the divorce papers. And you drive back out with your Porsche 911 that you own. And yeah, you go home to your mansion. Go on.
Yeah, so you go home to your mansion was actually a line that you used to describe your workplace. So you actually work as a gardener at someone's mansion. So you left your house in a little dumpster to go work at someone's house, which was a mansion.
Yeah.
And you trim their hedges all day.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the guy who owns the mansion, he was like, oh, you know what? You can have this house. You can have it. And all my money as long. We can swap lives. You can have it.
Bro, yours is so unrealistic.
You can have my hot wife too, you know, that's not trans. You can have my life. Yeah, there you go. There you go, buddy.
Bro, I'm going to stop because your comments are so unrealistic, whereas mine are like a bit less realistic. All right,
fine. Okay, I'm done with I'm done with work. And I go home to my trans wedding, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And I say, you know what? I really do like you, you know? Personality. And then we have a nice dinner. Yeah, go on.
So, yeah, you have your dinner and you got served up some asparagus with quinoa and sardines.
Yeah, so good.
And then you ask, why did I get served this up? And your kids asked, because your kids cook for you. That's so nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But they cooked for you, and they said, well, that's all we can afford, Dad.
Wait, you fucked up.
Why?
Because my kids, how are my kids going to be born if
you
my wife...
You adopted them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep.
That's it. I feel like this is really annoying to listeners to listen to.
No, this is good. I feel like people like listening to this. When I listen to a podcast and they make a story up, it's very entertaining to listen to.
Oh, okay.
I like it. Well, at least I do.
Yeah,
very well. All right, well, that's all I have planned for
today's guys.
Episode.
Did you like being inside Nolan? Let us know.
Yeah.
All right.
And we got inside Killing for a bit.
Yeah.
With his gay ting.
Yeah. All right.
All right, good night.
See you guys. Good night. Bye.